Good morning. High pressure, which kept the weather dry through the weekend across interior New York and New England, has now drifted off the East Coast. In its place, a front is approaching from the Ohio Valley with clouds and showers overnight, now taking us into the morning drive. The showers will be spotty in nature after the morning drive ends, and while we will have mostly dry weather through the day, we do run the risk at a few passing showers, maybe even a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder from time to time. When it's not raining, it will still be cloudy, and the combination of the clouds and periodic showers will keep temperatures below normal, and most places will remain in the upper 50s and lower 60s for afternoon highs. After this system clears through, drier weather will move in tonight, so there is the chance of showers through the evening, then mostly cloudy weather with temperatures back into the 40s to around 50 for overnight lows. A new area of high pressure will build in tomorrow. This will bring us back to some sunshine, although clouds will mix in, and of course temperatures as a result will be milder with highs in the lower 70s. That high will hang on, keeping us dry into the day on Wednesday, and even warmer in the mid to upper 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a developing storm with a deep trough of low pressure evolving out of the lower Mississippi Valley, pivoting through the Tennessee and Ohio valleys in our direction, eventually arriving here in the Northeast by the end of the week. The result will be clouds and showers on Thursday with the chance of a thunderstorm and highs near 70, and more unsettled weather with mostly cloudy skies and showers as the system pivots through on Friday in the upper 60s. It does look like we'll dry out in time to start the holiday weekend on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-70s, but it also looks like some more unsettled weather will head our way. Timing a little difficult right now, but the latter stages of the holiday weekend could be unsettled, highs again in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern high plains and eastward toward the central and northern parts of Texas. A modest return of low-level moisture into the southern high plains is expected to continue, which, combined with daytime heating, will support some destabilization. As a result, the redevelopment of storms over the higher terrain of eastern New Mexico is likely during the afternoon. With moderate westerly mid-level flow across this area atop low-level southeasterlies, favorable veering flow with height suggests the potential for a few organized and rotating updrafts to evolve within stronger storms. Large hail and locally damaging winds will be possible with the cellular activity. And the tail end of a slow-moving front will stall along the Gulf Coast early this week for continued heavy rain. Tomorrow, the front will stretch from the Gulf of Mexico to the mid-Atlantic with the potential for heavy rain and localized flash flooding. Flash flood watches have been issued from coastal Texas around to the panhandle of Florida north to Atlanta. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light freezing rain and fog, 30 degrees with a south wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 50 degrees, the dew point 44, 80% relative humidity, an east wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.13 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower 60s, Boston cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature, 58, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.02 of an inch of rain yesterday, 3.73 inches now for the month, which is 1.39 inches above normal, and 16.66 inches for the year, which is 3.15 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high 97 set in 1911, and the record low 33 in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. A few showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 60s. A few showers tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. A few showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs around 60. A few showers tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower 60s. A few showers tonight with lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, milder, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s Wednesday. Cloudy with showers on Thursday and Friday, perhaps a thunderstorm, upper 60s to around 70. Dry with a mix of sun and clouds, mid 70s Saturday. And another chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday and highs staying in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.